219. Two nineteen to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? This is JD on 219 to talk. What do I need to do now?
You grab my phone right there.
Where? Right here?
Go ahead. You talk. Go ahead.
All right.
Welcome to the show, y'all. This is Queenie and JD. Here is Nate Corbin.
That's how you doing it?
Yeah,
we here in Houston, Texas tonight on Monday night, as you know, with 219 to talk. We've got a few topics we need to talk about tonight, some things that are developing in our world, and we need to just talk about, chop it up with you, and give you our take on what we think should be done in the great United States of America that we deal with. So here's Queenie with her first topic tonight.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about, I want to just get a discussion going on. I was watching an episode of Steve Harvey on Facebook, and a young man, his mother had set him under an overpass under the bridge when she was 13 years old. She had him when she was 13 years old. He was a newborn, and she set him under the bridge. And listen to me. And he said that he felt abandoned. And, you know, he's going through some changes. Even though he's adult, successful, got a business, wife, baby on the way, doing good in life. And Steve had to show him, you know, the positives about it. His adopted mother had passed away 3 years ago. And he's in contact with his mother when looking for her. And he said they're trying to be a part of his life, and he's having a hard time forgiving. What you think on that, JD?
Well, first of all, she was 13 when she had the baby. My first thought is somebody need to be in jail because that's a 13-year-old child that you have gotten pregnant. Second thing is he as an adult, you know, I know it's probably hard to say, but he needs to start have some understanding as well and think about his mentality when he was 13 years old. Was he ready to raise and be responsible for a child? And the answer is no. No 13-year-old is ready to be totally responsible for another person's life and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to understand that was a baby, having a baby. So the violation started way before his mother. You know, whoever got her pregnant was the first violator.
Hmm.
That's who he should be mad at, whoever the father of the baby is.
Mm-hmm.
Second, the thing is he's going to have to understand, like I said, that she was a child with a child. And that's a scary thing. So she probably did the best thing she could do, which was leave him somewhere where someone who wanted and was able to take care of him could take care of him. You know, whether it be the system or whether it be another adult. So he's really blessed that he was able to come out of that. You know, it was God's plan for him. He may not understand that right now because we don't understand when we have to go through pain for growth to happen. You know, I tell people all the time, growth is pain sometimes, and pain is growth. So sometimes you have to go through some things to get to some things. So he needs to understand the grand scheme of things that God never left him because he's still here and still alive. So like Steve said, it was a blessing probably that she left him alone because who knows where his life would have ended up if she'd have been out there on the streets homeless with him trying to raise him. He may not have had enough to eat and died. you know, but he got somewhere where she made sure he, you know, well, she didn't make sure, but it was in God's plan for him to be abandoned by her and for somebody else to pick up the mantle.
And you're right, because when I was listening to it, and I listened to Steve Harvey's perspective, and it's really true, because God knew
that she wasn't able.
And no sooner, and the story goes, no sooner as he was laid there, somebody was passing through and heard him crying.
Right.
Hey, Onis.
Hey.
Yeah, but see, the thing
What's
is...
What's going on, Onis? How you feeling tonight?
Girl, I'm tired, but I'm here.
Oh, what are you talking about tonight?
I heard 13-year-old having a baby. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw a clip of Steve Harvey's show where a young man grown stood up and said that he was still hurt. And was operating in unforgiveness because his mother at 13 left him an infant under a bridge. And his adopted mother passed on, and his real family want to have a relationship with him, but he don't know how to do it because he won't answer.
Well,
I'm kind of like JD. The thing is the only thing that I could see that she could have done better was not leave him under a bridge. But we don't mm-hmm. know what her situation, her mindset was at that time. She's still a kid. She's still on Barbie doll status, you know.
Exactly.
But I'm like you, 13 years old. We had that discussion in the barbershop Saturday. A teacher was in there getting her hair cut, and she said she had a 13-year-old in her class that was pregnant. She asked her, she said, what are your plans after you have the baby? The baby told her, I'm going to take 3-4 months off of paternity leave. Baby, you ain't got no job. This is the real world. Where you going to get 3-4 months from?
That's funny. It's sad, but it's funny.
Paternity leave? Baby, you ain't got no paternity leave. You don't go to alternative school. You don't have this baby. Go to alternative school, and hopefully you can graduate.
Right.
Sad.
But see, that just shows you to the extent of a 13-year-old's mentality. You know, they don't really deal in realism all the time. Their reality is warped a lot of times, thinking that, you know, that it's a game, but not understanding, like I said, the magnitude of being responsible for another person's life and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
They're not mentally ready for that at 13 years old. That's why
and then you got to think, too, everything in their life, they're not working for us. They just seeing stuff shoes show up, clothes show up.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. You know,
that's why I say a warped reality.
Yeah.
You know, look, at 13 years old, I was worried about Little League football and you know, going outside and playing. You know, I wasn't worried about how the lights stayed on and how groceries got to the house, and I just know they showed up, like you said. You know, but when you look, when I tell people all the time that your whole life changed when that light bill come in your name. The first time that light bill came up in your name, your whole world changed. Yeah.
Shout out.
The first time you open that refrigerator and it's yours, and if you ain't putting nothing in there, ain't nothing in it. Yeah, that's a different light that's in the back of the refrigerator. You know, when I was growing up, hell, I couldn't hardly see that light. There was so much groceries in there. But when you open that thing, it ain't nothing in there but a baking soda. Because then you ain't putting nothing in it. Then I don't know no whole lot of recipes for baking soda.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, baking soda tea. What do you make out of that?
And you know, when I was watching too, all the emotion behind it, you know, the generational curse that was broken with him that he didn't realize was happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just the, you know, and like Steve was saying, he said he had his mother, you know, his mother got the opportunity to see him successful, you know, so.
And the thing about it.
The one that, he didn't say disregard your mother or anything like that, but he was saying, you got what you needed. You got what you needed. You see what I'm saying? So forgiveness has to take place not for your mother, but for you.
Right. And see, the thing is, if he really looked at it and took it in perspective, he would understand that it was God's plan for that to happen for his life, for him to be successful and prosperous like he is now.
Mm-hmm.
See, because like I said, if she'd have kept him and tried to raise him herself, who knows, he may have starved to death. He may have never become the man he is today. So he has to, first of all, fall on his knees and repent and thank God for it being in God's plan for him to still be alive.
Exactly.
You know, and then he has, like you said, give forgiveness so that he can free himself and his mother.
Yeah.
You know, because she did what she thought was best at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it turns out it was best. Because you are a full functioning grown man with your own family and you prosper and you got a job, your own business, all the different things going on in your life. And if, like I said, if she had kept you, who knows where you would be or if you would even be.
Exactly.
So you have to understand that and thank God just simply for the grace and the mercy that was shown on your life by someone else picking up the mantle when your mother had to put it down because she was violated and too young. She was simply the vessel that got you here, but
you know,
God was the one who kept you here.
You know, on another story, you have a woman that was violated, was raped,
mm-hmm.
and she told her son told a story about how he found out that his father raped his mother,
uh-huh.
but and his mother decided to raise him anyway, to go ahead and have him, you know. And that was his testimony, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And you know, it's amazing, like you say, being ready for something. God know if you ready. And God knew at that time that the other guy's mom wasn't ready.
Right.
Right? You know, but this woman right here, you know, forgot about herself and said, I'm raising my son.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's amazing.
See, that's why I tell people all the time that I mean, I don't understand kids or people that I know who say, man, well, I don't even talk to my mama.
Yeah.
I don't deal with my mama.
Yeah.
Not understanding that without your mama making the decision to go ahead and have you, because, I mean, let's just be honest. She could have easily had an abortion. She could have lost you, you know, not taking care of herself and lost the baby or whatever. So you have to understand and always honor a mother who brought forth a life. You know what I'm saying? So we don't really understand the magnitude of motherhood. We so often neglect and minimize the importance of a mother. You know, whether you're mad with her or not, I get mad with my mom sometimes, but I never disrespect her. I never, you know, say I don't love her or nothing like that because she brought me into this world. And I will always honor her for the fact that if it had not been for her, there would be no me. You know, so we have to understand that at all times as adults and as people, period. What do you think about that?
Well, It's you know, that leads me to another thought about this abortion law that Texas is trying to push off on women. It's very one woman may choose to keep the child regardless of how it was conceived. But then another woman's mental state of mind may not allow her to deal with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there is nothing new under the sun. You know, there have been perverted men out there, you know, defiling young girls since we just know about it more now because of social media and, you know, the news or whatever saying it. But that would I have to be honest, as a woman, I would really, really, I don't know what I would do if I was ever put in that, if I had have ever been put in that position. I'm way past childbearing years now. I can't, no. But to think that you, to keep a child, and every time you look at that child, how do you keep your mind from wandering back to how that child was conceived?
Right, right.
Yeah, and take a suffer, and even in that situation, it's not that you can ever forget it, you know?
No.
But, I like how God gives us the strength to be able to turn things around, not just in life, but in our mindset, you know, in our heart.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Be able to, you know, a lot of things I've been through in my life, I'm able to say, okay, it was a reason. You know, it was a reason. Let me see what God was trying to, you know, show me. Let me get some wisdom from it. Let me, you know what I'm saying? And it's not easy to do that sometimes when it you know, depending on the tragedy or the or what has happened. But, you know, with God, all things are possible, you know?
All things.
Let's, I got another topic, which I'm just moving around. The other topic was, and this one is, it was a question that was asked on 92.1 today, so I'm robbing them of the topic. It was about the money in the wall.
Money and what?
The money in the wall at Joel Osteen's church. The plumber got married. So money was, so remember you were talking about that Alpha Honey,
mm-hmm,
that was stolen. Okay, money got stolen from Joel Osteen Church, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a plumber was in the, when it was there doing some work, and just so happened to find the money in
mm-hmm
the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So the plumber turned the money in, and so I guess this weekend Joel Osteen didn't say anything or mention him or nothing in the church service. So the plumber is upset.
He's very upset.
Because, yeah. Now, my question is, which I thought was a good question, if you found the money in the wall, would you give it back?
Why did you get so quiet?
I don't know.
Knowing that conviction would come if you didn't, because it don't take much for the enemy to move in. It don't take but, you know, as my daddy said, a toe hole for him to get his foot in the door. Probably would have went ahead and gave it back because, I mean, it's just things, some certain things you don't mess with. God's house and God's money. So as hard as it would be, have y'all ever seen the movie Sister Act when Whoopi was had to get that money away?
Yeah.
Yep.
And she was holding to it and praying, God, can I keep it? Can I just keep some of it? Do I have to give all of it away? Yeah, let me be honest. That would probably be me. It would be a tug of emotion. Yeah. But in the end, I would have to give it back. But I would sure be praying, Lord, is this you? Is this you, Lord?
Yeah, is this my breakthrough?
Ooh, what breakthrough, breakdown, breakout. Come on now. Ooh.
You better break something.
Yeah.
But, it would have been a dilemma, that's for sure. Like you said, I would have
to be honest,
Yeah, it's been difficult to give it all back to him, especially since I know he's already had it. He had that insured and got that money back anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
What did the guest say? it would have been, it would have, like you say, it was $600,000. And when the police would have asked him, how much did he find in the wall? Oh, about
$200,000. I didn't see the $200,000.
Now, do you think
he turned the checks in and kept the cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he, one of the callers said that they would have turned the checks in, but they would have kept their cash.
The
cash. Actually a minister that called in. But I want to say the other end of it was saying, do you think he deserves a thank you?
I think, yes.
You don't call nobody nothing.
Well, the thing is, and hear me when I say this. Hear me when I say this. You know, do we feel like we always have to have fireworks when we do right, when right is what we're commanded to do from the jump?
But it's only right that they commend him for doing what the right thing is, because so often we have to understand that in this world, the right thing doesn't always happen. So I think it still should be acknowledged that he did do the right thing.
But
now,
if he doesn't,
he also should have been financially compensated
for it. Does he have a right to be upset?
Huh?
But since they didn't, does he have a right to be upset? I mean, I'm not past our emotions. I'm not talking about emotions.
Honest. This is why I feel like that something should have been said about him publicly, because the amount of money that those people that was an offering that people gave to that church. You know, and me myself, come on, you know, I would have been up there in a full testimony thanking God, you know, and thanking the person that didn't allow the devil to use them, to just outright gratitude. Let's be honest. He didn't have to get that money back. You know,
no, he didn't,
but I do
if nobody was there, what really, Alexa, and to be honest, you probably had to sit there and really think, Lord, is this you?
Yep.
Is this you, Lord?
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, when what did God tell us to do when he blesses us? He say, give thanks. He said, in hard times, good times, give thanks. You know, that's a part of us as Christians to say thank you to somebody. You know, that's just straight up. Now, whether they do it on a Sunday morning service or whether they do it in private, you see what I'm saying?
He wanted public acknowledgement.
Well, he had something else going on. That's his, you know, I don't know what he's trying to get. But I feel like, if he got a thank you, then he needs to move on.
Joel Osteen, this is not the first time he's been in the public light, you know, cannot always do what, you know, what he say, you know, the positive thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it would not have cost him anything to have said, thank you. I heard this morning they said it was easy to forget because you're trying to keep your mind on your sermon. If God gave you the sermon, you ain't got to struggle to bring it forth.
Exactly.
Say thank you.
When I was listening to that show, and I was listening to, I think that's Erica. When I was listening to Erica, I felt like I understand where she was coming from, but what if that plumber was not a child of God? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if that plumber was not a child of God? That plumber, that's an opportunity. I don't care how big he did we think we didn't got in the world's eyes, you know, you still have to honor what people do. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor do. We still have to be gracious. We still have to, you know, we have to do these things. You know what I'm saying? And I
do you
think so many,
he deserves a reward?
There's a lot of different points they made that were good points. But you know, the bottom line is the word of God says you gotta say something to a person. You gotta tell him, you know, you gotta say something to
that
man.
Do you think that he deserved a reward, a monetary reward or a thank you? Because they had offered what, $25,000 at first?
Well, you know, if they offered it, they need to pay it.
They said that the statute of limitations or whatever they call had been had expired on it. But I, you know, since we know it is a struggle, it was a struggle. Because I don't think I honestly believe he probably sat there and looked at it.
He probably did. You know he did. You know he did.
Yeah. Yeah. I know he did. So if they were offering $25,000 back in what, 2014 was it? When was it, 2014? At least, you know, offer him half of it, give him $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
This may save a soul. This may bring, you know, this may, you know, because, you know, people, church people, the world look at church people some kind of way because of what is done, how we conduct, how some of us conduct ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Joel Osteen is international.
Yeah, and I just think just off of principle, they should give him something because I'm telling you, that could have been a totally different, that could have went a totally different way. It really, really could, you know. So just for the fact, you know, but hey, you just never know. You never know. They might do something later, and it's sad if the public opinion pressures them into moving. It'd be more, it'll feel better, look better, you know, as far as us being Christians. It'll look better. It could just be a move. You know what I mean? Just something that you just do. But we don't know. But we probably going to hear about it in the news. I know that. I know that.
You know you will.
So are you ready for Christmas?
About as ready as I'm
going to
be.
So are you visiting family?
Yes, my sisters are insisting on getting together because, you know, last year is when we lost, you know, our sister.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened on the 9th and that whole ordeal, you know. It's, you know, so, yeah, may not stay long, you know, may not stay long. And I know that everybody, you know, everybody is speaking on it, you know, and basically reliving it in time. It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time, you know, and the fact that it happened around the holidays. But, you know, it has made me more appreciative of those that I love.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. Lord, I understand that. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, look. This could
well,
still pay.
Look what we got on the show, Onis. What's up, Trainer Wright?
What's going down? What's the business down in H-Town? What's happening? What's up?
What ain't happening?
Oh, my God. Oh,
man,
Trey,
what's the what?
Did you
First of all, what's going on in the crooked letter?
Man, right now ain't nothing going on, but it's getting a little cold around here, and these youngsters around here acting crazy, so ain't nothing to do but stay in the house and around and hug the heater.
Hug the heater. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, we didn't talk about two topics, and I'm going to just get your take on this last one. And me and Onison chewed on this topic. Me, Onison, JD have chewed on this topic for a while. Did you hear about Joe Osteen's money, the church money being found in the wall by a plumber? Did you hear about it?
Yeah, I heard a little bit. I heard a little bit about it. I ain't really been catching up too much on it, but I heard a little bit about it.
So the plumber wants to be acknowledged. How do you feel about it? What do you think? If you found some money,
acknowledged about what?
He wants them to tell him thank you.
Thank you. He might have put it there. What I'm telling him thank you for?
No, you know, I thought about that, Onis. I thought about
I did too.
He could have
but
went there put that in the
envelope.
What?
Because yeah. All of a sudden you find it in a wall, you doing some plumbing where you find it, but you want to be acknowledged. You might have put it there.
You might have put it there.
That's quite possible. You don't put nothing past people.
Right across my mind.
It sure didn't put itself there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take him to the altar and make him pray. He'd probably tell the truth. Lord, I'm sorry. It was me. I'm sorry. I did it.
If it was you, Ray, would you have given it back?
Huh? Is this phone acting up? No, I was kidding. yeah, I probably, yeah, being is the church money, I probably gave it back. Anybody else, they've been hit.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I ain't trying to be mean, you know. I don't think I'm a crooked guy. That...
Oh, my God.
I can go for that. Like you say, you know, hey, I really have to think about it.
Me sitting there like, wait a minute, Christmas coming up.
Bills
holidays,
coming up.
Thanksgiving, bills coming up. This money will do me good right now. I don't know. I'd be sitting there contemplating now. I'd be like, should I give back or should I pay these bills and get some Christmas presents or something? I've probably been pondering on it for a little while.
Oh, let me tell you something. There's so many people. I don't know who was around him when he found his money, but I promise you, he probably had all kinds of suggestions before he made it to whoever he told.
He probably had all kind of what?
All kind of suggestions of what he could be, of what he could do with money.
Oh yeah,
you
I'm
know
sure
he
I
did.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
do you know how much money that is, man? You know what you get that money back.
Yeah. Somebody told me you got to get that money back. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
I know
that the Lord meant for you to find that. He probably got home. They probably beat him straight up. They probably beat him all the way up when he got home. That's probably why he won't come out.
Probably my side.
You know, it's just
quick.
Hey, Ray. Ray.
Yeah.
I'm about to ask this question to these women. If that was your husband.
Oh, I would beat you. I would have
he paid him $600,000. And y'all living check to check.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's called temptation.
Can he come home?
Can he come home? Only?
I told you. Lord, is this you?
Ray, I don't think he's come home, man.
I don't think so either. Hey, look, ain't neither one of them answered the question.
You heard how quiet it got, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, we're like a church house mouse.
What was the question?
Quiet, didn't
The question was, he said, if that was your husband and he found that money, could he come home? And he gave it back. Could he come home?
You know what? Inside of me, don't say you didn't even take a couple of envelopes. They weren't gonna miss a couple of envelopes. You didn't bring nothing home.
Let me tell you my thought on that. If I'm gonna be wrong, I'm gonna be all the way wrong. I ain't gonna just take some of them. I'm taking all of them.
Oh my lord.
Well, hey, you gotta leave some home with a couple of envelopes,
you know. Mm-hmm.
But I'm quite sure he done thought about that name.
Oh yeah, you know he thought about it. He thought about it.
I can't miss out. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That baby can't come home, though. Ray, you can't come home, man.
Nope.
You already know it.
Hey, look, if you did come home, it's going to be a whole conversation.
What a conversation? One that you've never heard before in your life.
I don't know what y'all is. Yeah.
You have a whole conversation up in there. I'm trying to tell you. You ain't going to be able to sleep that night. Ain't no way you gave that money back. What's wrong with you?
Hey, how much? Why much you going to
sleep that night?
How much money was it again? Oh, my God.
And look, Ray, every time your wife see that on the news, she going to want to slap you. She going to want to slap you upside your head.
That's why every time you get in there, you got to turn the TV off.
Yeah, you got to take the TVs off the wall and everything around there.
Yep, I'm going to call and cancel the cable.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
So we can't get no news.
What are good Christmas gifts for men? What do y'all like?
Money.
Everything.
Everybody like money.
Give me a prepaid card. Yeah, just a prepaid card. I'm good.
You don't want no tie?
I do. I got a tie. If I do want a tie, I go buy it with the prepaid card.
You don't want no Santa Claus pajamas?
Huh?
You don't want no Santa Claus pajamas?
I don't sleep in pajamas, no.
What about some furry slippers?
What about them? Get you some.
I don't want no. I'm talking about some fox fur.
All right, I have a question. You know about Christmas. Okay.
Uh oh.
So we know it's Christmas. What do you think of someone giving you something that's only used one time a year?
Oh, my God. Christmas. Come on. Oh, this is my
Christmas
pet peeve right
mug.
Here.
Christmas
oh, come
mug.
On, it.
Christmas.
Oh, I can't
Christmas
stand
Christmas earring. Christmas gloves. Christmas sock.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Christmas sweater. Christmas underwear. You know, Christmas shirts. Christmas decorations.
No.
Why?
Christmas
socks. I'm sorry. I don't like that.
Why you gonna give me a Santa Claus oven mitt? Why would you do that? Like my. Why would you give me?
You can use a cookie jar.
A cookie jar shaped like a Christmas tree. Why would you do that? Why would you even do that?
You done went and got something, you know, 50-60% off on clearance from last year. And this is what you give me.
A pack of Christmas
gifts. If you can't be any more original than that and I'm not ungrateful, just don't give me anything. I'm okay with not getting anything.
I already put, and Ray, this for you too. Because I'm expecting a Christmas gift. Thank you. when I already put in my family Christmas gift text, I told them, do not give people seasonal gifts.
That's it.
Don't do it.
That's it.
Don't get a seasonal gift. Don't get me a towel set with Rudolph on it.
No.
Don't you do that. Don't do
no.
it. Don't do it.
No.
Oh, that bothers
well,
my
well,
kids.
Check it out. This is what you do then. I'm finna do like everybody else. Make your list. I'm finna go lose.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody else lose.
You finna go lose.
Everybody else lose.
I thought we got
fans.
Well oh,
huh?
My God. I ain't giving you a list
that
or nothing.
That's fine.
I'm not. You can get that.
Everybody else lose. I mean, what you mean?
I'm not finna come with you. He played too much.
That is,
last
that
thing
is,
I saw, they just looted a marijuana shop in California. So everybody looting. I mean, I'm just saying.
That marijuana? What?
That way you won't get that one gift that you can only use one time a year.
Okay, what's another inappropriate gift to give a person at Christmas?
Back in Queens.
I think if you don't know a person, don't give them cologne and don't give them underwear.
Oh, that's good.
A vacuum cleaner or a pot and pan set.
Don't do it. Don't give a pot and pan set to a person that can't cook.
Ooh.
Well, actually, if you get
it
to a person,
to your house
if you get it to somebody that can't cook, you sound like you're giving them a hint.
For real.
No. You probably giving them a hint. But it's going to backfire on you because they think you're telling them that they can cook.
Mm.
And you about to get a fresh pot or something.
Yeah.
So, be careful about that.
If I know you can't cook, I ain't going to come over there and eat something. I come over here and eat something. I got some food on the stove. No, I'm good.
I'm
full of it.
But you gave them the pot, though.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right. You gave
them
the casserole dish. You gave them a casserole dish and they can't cook. They finna cook. They finna cook a casserole that you'll never forget.
Right, that woman just don't go back to the house. I'm playing about KFC and give them $5 back. They ain't gonna do me anymore.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
That's why you put a note in it. This is for practicing purposes only, not for preparing nothing for nobody.
And give them a cookbook.
No, give them a cook. Just buy them a whole cook. You didn't give them no cookbook. You give the nigga a cook and the pot.
Because that ain't their call. Look, just slip a note in there. These can be re-gifted.
Oh, my business.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, the holidays, people have lost friendship over the holidays.
So have.
Yeah.
Because you give them a gift that they gave you.
Yeah.
They thought you liked it.
Remember where you got that gift from in case you want to re-gift it,
I'm like this. If you're gonna give me a gift that you know I didn't want, I'm gonna give it back to you because apparently you ain't want it either.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna give y'all a scenario. So everybody has gathered right at whoever house they gonna be at. And you see, y'all know we got to talk about this every year. And you see, raisins in the potato salad.
I know I'm at the wrong house. I'm going to get back in the car.
Do you say something?
No, I'm going to get in the car. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just going to go get in the car. And if I got the keys, I'm going to run up to the street and get me some KFC or something. I need a $5 box to get some bags of potato and gravy.
You wouldn't be willing to try.
What?
No.
I know what potato salad tastes like, and I know what raisins taste like.
I don't need roses and potato salad together to know what that tastes like. I know that them two don't go together. So, no, I'm not going to try that.
See, me knowing that I got I got like a fly mouth, I'd probably be like, hey, black folks don't put raisins in potato salad?
Well, I've been
there. What about you, Ona? That's going to tell your
stomach. She said what?
Okay, I can't deal with y'all. Okay. Okay. So are y'all
no
okay?
No, I'm just show up trying to be polite. Nah.
Who said something gonna be tore up? I ain't gonna eat that.
Yeah, well, I'm ready. I'm gonna get back in the car.
They must be telling me, you want some potato salad? No, I'm good. I passed. I'm full. I ate before I came.
I ain't
so
what?
Nothing.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in gumbo?
Ball eggs. I ain't never seen. I don't know nobody that's done it, but I've seen pictures of people with ball eggs in their gumbo. I'm like, what is that about? I'm not doing it.
Oh my god!
If you making gumbo, if you want a ball, put it to the side. Don't put it in the gumbo.
I've seen wieners.
Yes, I
saw
it. I saw it on Facebook.
Wow!
A hot dog.
I don't know why they would put a hot dog in the gumbo.
That's all they had.
But let me tell y'all something. When y'all see stuff like that, pay attention to the pot that it's in. I promise you that pot will make you not want to eat what's in it anyway. Mm-hmm. Watch the pot. The pot look like it wasn't washed, nothing clean, nothing. It looked like they just dumped stuff over in it. Oh, no, Lord mercy. Jesus.
That's a gumbo surprise.
I don't like surprise at the end of no meal.
For real.
I don't want that. Yeah.
A beef surprise. A chicken surprise.
You at their house, talking about how you got gumbo, ain't no crab legs in here, ain't no shrimp in here, but you got hot dogs. That must be all you had in your refrigerator.
Oh, but
you
make hot dogs. Don't make gumbo.
I don't want no hot dogs.
First of all, I'm just saying, make a decision. Make a decision. Lord, that's horrible. You know what gets me? People that don't cook rice all the way, that bothers my spirit. Why is that right? Why you couldn't wait a little while longer?
If you're not a good rice cooker, you need to know your limitations, okay? Big Mama, I don't know how to cook rice. Baby, go get you some parboiled rice. Go get you some instant rice. Yeah.
Look,
they got bags of rice all day.
Hello. All day. That's a waveable uncle.
Put that
Ben.
Bag of rice in that water and let it cook for 12 minutes. You're ready to rock.
Boom. There it is. Oh, they even got rice cookers.
Yeah. Man, what?
They got rice cookers. You could buy you a rice cooker.
I know.
Yeah,
I can't afford no rice cooker.
I can't afford to mess up rice either.
Oh my god. Ooh,
ain't nothing wrong with that rice. Ain't nothing wrong with that rice.
Oh.
It is something wrong.
Okay,
with
since we're talking about
blood.
Food.
Rice is grits.
Okay, got a
that
question.
Is rice or grits?
Would you eat oatmeal or malto meal?
Ooh, what's
I grew up
meal?
On both. That's the question. You have to know how to cook both of them.
Oatmeal.
You have to know how to cook malted meal because I can't stand malted meal, for real. Let's see. Chicken feet or pig feet?
Either one.
If I had to make a choice.
Neither
I'm
one.
I'm going to give me some pig feet tomorrow.
Jesus. Chicken feet or pig feet?
I'm cooking me some pig feet tomorrow.
Pig feet?
Yes, Lord.
frog leg or chicken leg?
Frog leg.
Let me get a little bit of both.
I'm telling you, one and one.
I think I'll pass on the frog leg, though.
Oh, no, frog legs is good.
Squirrel or raccoon?
Neither one.
Both.
Don't
either
do roadkill.
Either one.
They don't know they're missing.
I promise it'll change your life.
Goat.
Your whole life.
Deer.
Boat.
Deer.
Deer. I like.
I ain't never had goats. So I don't know, but I eat the deer for sure.
No, goat good too.
Oh yeah. I'll eat deer. I grew up eating that, and again, I have to find somebody who knows how to cook it. I ain't just going to, you got some deer? Ooh, give me some. No, I want to know your whole plan for cooking the deer. How did you cook it? Because if you could tell me how you cooked it, then I know whether you can cook or not. You know, you do this out of the ordinary, you know, game meat, you need to know who's cooking it. Everybody can't cook.
Okay.
No.
What is tripe?
The beef version of chitlin.
Yep.
And I love the noodles.
They keep that going.
Okay, I got another.
When you don't done right, it's right, boy.
I got another. Cow tongue or pig tongue?
Neither one.
I
pass.
I don't want none of them niggas.
Y'all probably ate it and don't even know you ate it. You ever had a taco lingua? That's beef tongue. And let me tell you something. It's so tender and good. I bet you wouldn't know what it was if you ate it. You'd eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that. You gotta make sure it's cooked right, though.
Mm-mm.
It take 8 hours to cook that.
Okay, that sardines or hog head cheese?
Both.
Sardines
or hog head cheese?
Sardines.
Neither for me.
I eat them both. Give me some crackles. give me a whole sleeve. What they say, give me a whole sleeve of them saltines, and I'm good.
Cabbage or greens?
Both.
Both.
Depends on what kind of green, though. I don't eat all of them.
Yeah, I don't do kale and dandelions and all that, no.
Gives us a little...
Both.
All right. Come on, sign up for us tonight on the Peg Good Show.
Oh, Lord. All these Christmas scenarios. But on the real tip, with the holidays coming up, if you love someone, family, friends, you know, just let people know that you love and care about them, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. This world is so unstable, and only God do we trust in. But, hey, I love you, and we'll be right back here next week, Houston.
All right. Come on, Trainer Ray.
Hey, this is Trainer Ray from the Dirty South. I'm going to just tell y'all, you know, the holidays coming up. You go to their house and eat some potato salad and raisins. You better make sure them raisins in there. Don't go mess with everything you see like that. But come check
me
out on Saturday at 2:00. Business with Trainer Ray at 2:00 on Saturday.
No.
Thank y'all. Come on back out and join us again next week. Y'all have a great weekend. A great evening, my bad.
Amen.
It's Monday.
Yeah, but the thing about it, Ray, you right about them raisins, but make sure them raisins ain't moving.
Oh, my Lord.
If they moving, you better start moving.
Yeah, if they move,
moving, you better start moving.
Or if your relative's house ain't clean and that pan is up against that wall, you in trouble.
This is J.D. Barber signing off on another night of 219 to talk. Look out, the holidays coming up. Like I tell people, don't go broke buying gifts for people that really don't care that much about you, know how.
You got what?
So save your money. Don't go in debt for the new year. That ain't the Christmas gift you want to get yourself, debt. So hang on to your money and send them a card. A card, get you a Hallmark or something. And put $5 in that boy and send it to them. But, don't kill yourself trying to buy gifts for Negroes that don't care that much about you, know how. So y'all be easy. See y'all next week.
All right, this is Queenie. I just want to give y'all a tip, okay? Everybody else have, but this one right here. I set the atmosphere, okay? If your casserole will still hold at the last family gathering,
don't
bring it to this.
No more.
God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Oh. 219. 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219.